That's the Buffalo City Guard kicking off the parade with the traditional pipes and drums. Bishop Richard Malone was there after a Mass in St. Joseph's Cathedral where he talked about the religious aspects of the parade. The Boston native says Buffalo's parade is better than his hometown.
There's just more, I don't know, there's more energy, there's more, I don't want to say more dignity to it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful kind of a spirit to this parade. Boston's was good too, but there's something about this one that's special.
The slightly warmer weather meant the crowd and the marchers weren't as frozen as has happened in some past parades. They enjoyed the marchers, the horns and whistles, the pipes and drums, and the rhythmic tap of Irish dancers on their mobile stages. State Senator Tim Kennedy says it's a great conclusion to the week of entertainment and crowds circulating in the city and enjoying basketball and the recognition of Ireland's patron saint.
Today is a wonderful day for Buffalo. We're showcasing our city yet again, right on the heels of the NCAA tournament. We have a crowd of tens and tens of thousands of people right here along Delaware Avenue for a great parade day. So we're excited to be a part of it.
That seemed to be the idea as marchers waved to the crowds and the crowds waved back and everyone enjoyed a mostly trouble-free day. There were 10 arrests for disorderly conduct, mostly near the usual trouble spot of Chippewa in Delaware. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.